Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the goal of the Christian life: knowing Christ, understanding his resurrection power, and becoming more like him. Today's Bible passage is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 to 11, to know him and the power of his resurrection and sharing of his sufferings by being conformed to his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
So let's dive into the Christian life, shall we? It's not always a walk in the park, that's for sure. We all have our moments when we lose focus and get sidetracked. Life can get overwhelming at times, and amidst all the challenges, we often find ourselves asking, what is the ultimate goal of the Christian life? Well, lucky for us, the Apostle Paul has given us a straightforward answer to that burning question. According to Paul, the goal of the Christian life boils down to one thing: knowing Christ and becoming more like him. It's as simple and profound as that. When we take a closer look at Paul's writings, we see that he not only emphasizes the importance of knowing Jesus, but also understanding the power of his resurrection. You see, it's not just about knowing Jesus on a surface level. It's about truly comprehending the significance of his resurrection. It's about grasping the fact that through his death on the cross, he conquered sin and death. And in doing so, he offers us a new life, a life that is transformed and filled with purpose. But here's the incredible part. Paul is not suggesting that we seek suffering for the sake of suffering. No, not at all. He is pointing us towards something much greater. Paul is highlighting the remarkable transformation that takes place when we align our lives with Christ. It's about dying to our old selfish selves and embracing the sacrificial love that Jesus displayed on the cross. You see, when we share in the sufferings of Christ, when we bear the burdens that come with living a life of faith, we begin to experience his resurrection power. It's through this sharing of his sufferings that we are transformed and conformed into his likeness. It's through this process that we become more like him in our character, our actions, and our love for others. So let's be clear. The goal of the Christian life is not just about going through the motions or following a rigid set of rules. It's about truly knowing Jesus, immersing ourselves in his teachings, understanding his character, and embracing his sacrificial love. And as we grow in this knowledge, as we deepen our relationship with him, we naturally become more like him. We reflect his love, grace, and compassion in our lives. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. The Christian journey is not always a smooth ride. We will face trials, setbacks, and moments of doubt. But having the goal of knowing Christ and becoming like him gives us a clear direction and purpose. It keeps us focused on what truly matters. It reminds us that no matter what challenges come our way, we can press on because we have a higher calling. So, my friend, let's keep pressing on. Let's seek that deeper relationship with Jesus. Let's allow his resurrection power to transform us from the inside out. Let's strive to know him more and more each day. And as we do, we will undoubtedly see incredible growth and transformation in our lives.
Let's close with a prayer. We come before you with hearts filled with gratitude and a desire to know you more deeply. Thank you for the incredible gift of your Son, Jesus, and for the goal you've set before us in the Christian life. Help us to grow in our understanding of his resurrection power and to embrace his sacrificial love. As we journey through life, may we keep our eyes fixed on the ultimate goal, to know Christ and become more like him. In times of trial and uncertainty, remind us of our higher calling and give us the strength to press on. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing this time together. May blessings of peace, joy, and love surround you in all that you do. Until we meet again, take care.